Michael McDonald turned 74 years old today.
Time for Bocozi's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
The Doobie Brothers song, Taking It to the Streets, was written by Michael McDonald, and it came out of a conversation he had with his sister, who was a college student at the time. Taking It to the Streets was on the album Taking It to the Streets, 1976, made it to number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here is Michael McDonald, and Taking It to the Streets was the first single that he sang for the Doobie Brothers. Here's how it came about.
I always loved gospel music, and I more or less was writing some kind of a gospel musical phrase in my head. But the lyric idea really stemmed from a conversation I had with Maureen about the state of society in terms of inner city and all the hundreds of thousands of kids that grow up in that environment who have to somehow look at the world and glean some kind of a hopeful attitude from what they're exposed to, and how impossible really that must be if you walk in their shoes and see the world that they see day in and day out.
Ray Manzarek was born on this day. The brains behind the Doors. No, it wasn't Jim Morrison, but his lyrics certainly helped make the Doors, along with Ray Manzarek's music. But strangely enough, Light My Fire was actually inspired by Robbie Krieger. And it was a folk song to begin with. But the band got together and kind of added to it, shall we say. Made it to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks. Here is late keyboardist Ray Manzarek on how it all came about.
He starts to play this essentially folk rock kind of song, vaguely Sonny and Cher sort of mamas and papas sounding song. But it had a lot of great elements to it, and we thought, hey, that's really good. Now let's put that into the Doors' mind and see what the rest of the guys can come up with. And Densmore said, I don't care for the beat. Let's put it into a kind of a Latin framework. Let me put some Latin to it, and then we'll go into a hard rock section. I said, gee, it needs some solos. It needs to stretch out.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.